Hello, welcome to the Snap UK. I'm your host, Johnny Frash. I'm here. We're back in the doghouse.
Whee!
There's more than two voices.
Yeah. So it's only slightly cold.
It's absolutely freezing, but minus outside, one. But not too bad.
Minus one outside.
Yeah. Nice and toasty inside.
Just warm enough in the prefab.
It does. But yeah, so we're back in our notional home, where we record most of our
spiritual home.
Yes. So Paul isn't with us today. This is his wedding anniversary.
I was about to say he didn't give an excuse, but that's a pretty decent excuse.
It was yesterday,
but he's off all week.
Was he going Lionel Richie all night long or something? Still going.
I doubt it.
I doubt it as well.
And we don't know where Griff is.
We know exactly where Griff is.
Yeah.
Under the massive new thumb he's inherited.
Oh, well. He says it at work.
Is that what she's called?
Sulking over the Patriots isn't work.
I mean,
we're going to run the numbers, aren't we?
We will. But the fuck, there's no excuse. You can't sulk when the Patriots lose and not turn up.
Me and Jim were here when the Niners were shit.
We were. Yeah.
I've been here for 7 years of utter New York Giants garbage.
That's true. There's one playoff appearance.
In that time.
And then that caused you to give away a very silly contract.
Yes. But it's okay. He's got a broken knee now. So, the new guy does the high vibe.
No one can see that. John's doing some sort of Goodfellas gesture, but nobody can see it.
I was trying to think, there's a name for it, but I can't think what the name is. And I don't think there is a name for
that
it.
That thing Italians do with their hands to indicate something's good.
There was a journalist the other day going to him, do you call it the high vibe? And he was like, no, just call it And you're like, just you should have just gone with high vibe. That sounds really fucking cool. Start the news. Frank Reich is fired as the Panthers head coach. So the third Reich is over. Paul.
I really thought Paul would be here just for that.
Just for that.
Yeah.
It was probably one of the shortest Reichs I've ever
Well, so both Frank Reich and the Panthers have not. Frank Reich's been fired 2 years in a row.
Yep.
The Panthers have fired their coach early 2 years in a row. They still owed. So when Matt Rule was fired, he was still owed $30 million.
And then what do they owe? Right, 25, yeah.
I think it was the most expensive coaching setup in the league.
Yeah.
On the flip side, David Tepper is worth about $17
billion. Oh, yeah. I've got no.
And apparently he wants to call plays.
Yeah.
You see that today?
I mean, I was going to go on to this. I always liked the Panthers. I thought they were a pretty well-run franchise. They had a few issues previously, but
yes,
they're fast turning into a franchise. It's up there with the Browns and the Jets, aren't they?
And the Raiders,
yeah. Like that, before Tepper got there,
they remind me most of the Raiders because it's one guy making fucking ridiculous decisions.
I think previously
the Browns are just a whole fucking room of fucking idiots.
But before Tepper got there, the Panthers had three head coaches. Since Tepper's got there, they've had three head coaches.
Yeah.
And he's come from a background. He is a minority owner in the Steelers as well, where they just don't sack head coaches. It's like he just ignored everything.
But it's like, I don't know, Chelsea, Abramovich. Like, you know, they'll do something, and if it gets some sort of uplift in results, they'll just keep doing it. How many times has... Like, did Abramovich just sack people?
How many times have you brought in as a team a new coach and had instant success?
You normally do get a bounce, don't you? A little bounce.
Maybe mid season
if you keep sacking them every 6 weeks, you just go bounce to bounce.
Steve Wilks did all right when Matt Rule was sacked last year.
Well, that's what sort of got them in this position.
Fucked them over.
They were in the contending for the first pick. Steve Wilks came in. They got to the sixth.
Yeah.
They had to trade with the Bears for their first pick, which of course means that the Bears are now going to end up with
the first pick.
Unless the new guy comes in.
Ooh. That was quite apt music.
Yeah.
I quite like that.
yeah.
Go on now, boys.
But yeah, but it's just an absolute.
Did you hear what Tepper said during his press conference?
I heard what he said when he left
about the quarterbacks.
Yeah,
about I heard what he said when he left the dressing room, which was just fuck. That's all he said.
Brilliant. But yeah, he's because they obviously they traded up to first pick. They had the choice between Bryce Young and CJ Stroud. They chose Bryce Young.
Wrong. Sorry, I thought you were just going to say they chose wrong.
Yeah, they chose wrong, yes. Yeah. That would also be right. And yesterday, David Tepper said in his press conference that was an almost, well, he believed it was almost a unanimous decision amongst him and the coaches. I just don't believe it. Like, if you look at Frank Reich, he's never worked with a quarterback like Bryce Young. He himself was a big-bodied, stand-in-the-pocket, throw-it-everywhere type quarterback back in the day. He worked with Justin Herbert, who was a similar type of quarterback. CJ Stroud's sitting there, number two.
He's got everything, CJ Stroud. He can do the lot.
Exactly. It's fucking scary. And you're telling me that Frank Reich sat there and go, that's Bryce Young, yeah, under 6 foot, skinny little guy, really light. Yeah, that's my guy. Just, I don't believe it. That was a David Tepper choice all the way. And, more for the coaches at in Carolina. They didn't stand up to Tepper and go, you're wrong. You don't know anything. Because he doesn't, apparently.
He's just making the same mistakes all new owners make, which is that they were previously good at running like a software company or, I don't even know what David Tepper does.
It's a hedge fund manager.
Hedge fund manager.
Yeah, which is totally different, isn't it?
Exactly. It's a little bit different, yeah.
And now, he's judging physical talent. And it doesn't translate. Hire the best people to do it.
Yeah. And trust them to do it.
Like,
give them time.
And this, I'm sure, is a sore thing we'll be saying in 3 years about Washington, and maybe not the Broncos because that's a consortium. So
that'll be better.
You'd imagine it'd be better.
They've got some sports people in it as well. Yeah, that's probably
true. Yeah.
And they've already
got the Commanders, though. I mean,
the Broncos seemingly already.
Yeah, but the Commanders haven't done anything. Yeah, have they? Even actually been ratified?
Yeah, I think it's all gone through. Yeah, it's all
gone through. But they're not going to do anything until the off season, are they?
You're kind of waiting for them to fall over themselves, aren't we?
Well, they can't be any worse.
Well, they can. Could be the Panthers,
or the Patriots,
or the Patriots.
Well, they are worse. The Commanders. They were fighting for the playoffs last year. They're now behind the Giants, so they technically they are worse than last year already.
They are bad.
Oh, they're bad. I understand. They're not as
and
bad as the Panthers.
They've got to, they're going to go through a head coach change.
Yeah, they're going to go for a whole
roster change. So how can they, there's pain ahead.
Was it? I saw Pat McAfee saying he was going to be like, he reckoned there could be 10 to 11 fucking coaching changes.
It could be 11.
Could be.
Sitting here trying to work out in my head.
It's quite a lot when you go through
it. We've got two already.
Eberflus. Yeah, he means across the year. So you've got two already. You've got Eberflus.
Yeah, Eberflus.
Belichick.
Belichick,
Brandon Staley.
You could be looking at McDermott because they're not going to. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs.
If they don't make the playoffs, I don't think he'll get sacked. He's had too many good years.
I still stand by what I said the other week, where this is going through the Buccaneers Dungy thing. Yeah. Dungy couldn't get them over the hump. They sacked him. Brought
Todd Bowles.
Yeah,
he gets sacked.
Todd Bowles could be. I think the Buccaneers have actually been better than what I expected, but yeah, that's another one.
They've been better than we expected.
Dennis Allen. Sacks. That's seven.
Arthur Smith.
I don't know.
I think he'll be gone.
Well, that's eight.
They might get to the playoffs, but they are fucking appalling.
That's eight. So, I mean, like, you could have, like, that's a fucking lot to keep changing, isn't it?
And, there's always...
Ron Rivera, nine.
It's over a quarter of the league, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fucking mad.
And there'll be someone else who would not... Salah could go.
Yeah, Salah could go. He made a terrible call this weekend.
Especially if... If they don't, they don't make the playoffs.
They're not going to make the playoffs.
He starts to fall out with Rodgers because Salah is not the man there. Rodgers is calling the shots. So if it, if suddenly Salah decides he wants to hack it out,
but it's kind of, I mean, Gary said it quite a few times in previous years. Like, who's going to take the jobs? Because apart from the offensive coordinator Brad Johnson at the Lions. There's no one else that I'm like, yeah, he's a shoo-in for a job.
Eric Bieniemy.
He's already at the Commanders, isn't he? Could be
as an OC, but he could step in, couldn't he?
Yeah.
Is he there just waiting?
There'll be names bounded about, and they'll be like, oh yeah, he could be good, and there'll be someone like
could Sean McVay walk away as well?
He's got a kid now.
Well, he seemed to be threatened to walk away a year or so ago, didn't he? 2 years
ago. I don't know about McVay. I think we can probably.
It's mad though, isn't it? I was just like, when he said it, I was like, I was like, fuck yeah, there could be quite a few.
Yeah. There'll be people we've forgotten as well. You know.
Titans,
Vrabel.
I think he'll be all right.
I think Vrabel
might go to the Patriots.
Vrabel might walk,
let's see. But yeah, in the interim, Greg Olsen wants the Panthers job.
Fuck off. Yeah, this is go like, to the hairdresser.
Yeah, this
first.
Is like Jeff Saturday stepping in for the Colts, right?
Yeah. Like, I mean,
when he was on Sky the other day, my wife, like, I was on TV, she was like, what the fuck is going on with his hair? That's all she cared about. She was like, why is that guy trying to be Donald Trump?
It is a bit Trumpian, isn't it?
No, just cut the it thing off, is, mate. It looks awful.
The thing is, forget the hair. I really like Greg Olsen as...
do you remember? It would be like when Gary Neville went to manage Valencia.
Yeah,
a fucking disaster.
But what's funny is, of course, they've Josh McCown's in that building, isn't he? And he really wants a job. He doesn't want to go through.
Oh no, he's been sacked.
He's been sacked.
Yeah, they got rid of the offensive coordinator and Josh McCown.
Well, he'll turn up somewhere. He always does.
Oh yeah,
I know. Yeah, well, he does. He's desperate for a job. There you go. But yeah, Juice Staley.
That was it.
The running backs coach. But yeah, it doesn't surprise me, Greg Olsen, because he's at Fox, isn't he? He's out where Brady's due to go. And is due to. So, is he just. Is it just a contract ploy to say, actually, I want to still be your number one bloke because I've done it for a year.
It's not worked out well. People go from the media to being head coaches.
No.
I hate John Gruden.
I mean,
or the other way around a lot of the time.
Yeah. I mean, let's... I mean,
apart from Madden.
But,
you know, none of them are as entertaining people as Madden. Like,
he's entertaining as a coach, let alone a commentator.
But yeah, we'll see. But... And Peyton's come back, and after some initial shock, actually
they're the form team in the NFL.
They are the form team in the NFL now.
Look at you, Gary, because I know you're hatred.
We'll get onto the Broncos. But yeah, let's
leave me alone, you fuckers.
So
it's not on Russ anyway, you fucking prick.
Yeah, but coming back to Tepper's press conference. I just wonder if you're trying to get ahead of the story, because the first thing that Mike's going to say when he talks to the media is, I didn't get my guy. I wasn't working with the right person, you know. And, you know.
He's going to say that anyway.
Yeah, he's going to say that. Tepper's come out and, you know, saying, oh, it's unanimous, basically, you know, to make it. Try and save his ass.
Didn't Bryce Young get locked out of the changing rooms as well? Did I see that video? Am I imagining things? He was like, couldn't get into the changing rooms as well.
I've not seen that, but that would not surprise me.
He couldn't reach the handle.
Don't know, like, it doesn't look like a man, does he?
No, he doesn't. At least with Kyler Murray, he's short.
Stocky, isn't he?
He's stocky. Bryce Young just looks like a child. He looks like... Whenever I think of college athletes, I always think of people that are going to be a little bit smaller than NFL players.
Yeah.
And 9 times out of 10, they're not. And you're like, oh yeah, hang on. 22-year-olds are pretty big. But Bryce Young looks like a 16-year-old playing in the NFL.
Yeah, I'm amazed he hasn't been hurt properly.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right.
Missed a couple of games, didn't he, already?
Yeah.
The other thing that Tepper did in his press conference was he mispronounced Frank Reich's name. Frank Reich. Reich, something like that.
It's like me calling Vince.
Yeah.
All those years, me and Tepper, very alike.
There you go, then.
That's what they say.
Apart from the bank balance, yeah.
I mean...
And the hair.
Yeah, you've got better hair.
I do have better hair.
I don't have better, just more.
Yeah, more.
I have better hair than most NFL owners. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. There's no doubt about it. Compare me to Mark Davis. I still have better hair than Mark Davis.
Griff's got better hair than Mark Davis.
Yes.
Only just. Only recently.
But yeah. Anything else you want to say about the Panthers, or should we move on?
I feel sorry for their fans.
I feel sorry for their fans.
I don't feel anything. Fuck them. Like you're normal.
2015 they're in the Super Bowl? How far they've come from there.
Yeah. Good funny, innit?
That's football, innit?
Yeah.
Football, innit?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, yeah.
When did the Giants win a Super Bowl? Like 2013?
Yeah. 2012?
2010? 2009, 2011, wasn't it?
Was it? Look how far they've gone as well.
Yeah. I mean, at least we've won one this century, which is pretty cool.
Actually, he's got a point there.
Won two in you this century.
Yeah.
Look at total records.
Yeah. I look at total records and I go, none. 0000000. At least we've got two. Lately. Deshaun
Jackson. Move on, John. Let's stop arguing.
We were good in the 80s and 90s as well. Deshaun Jackson. He officially retires. So he's got tired of running 200 yards a game
once a season.
And actually, he's retired in Eagle, where he had his best years.
He went back, left and went back.
He left and went back. You know, wasn't as... He got older. In his original stay at the Eagles, he was electric. And is that the miracle? The last second play against the Giants, where, you know, he wins the game on a punt return. Like, you're going to see that a lot on the socials the next few days. Was a good, really was a
the miracle at the New Meadowlands. That's what
yes.
Just rolls off the tongue, doesn't
it? Yeah.
Yes.
Because there's another...
It's a miracle in Minneapolis, isn't it?
Yeah, but I think there was already a miracle at the Meadowlands.
Miracle at Medina was in the Ryder Cup.
Yeah. It's golf, though. Who cares? Anyway, we'll get into the game, but Jalen Phillips has torn his ACL. You can tell it's a bad injury when both teams are surrounding the player.
You can see it.
Yeah.
You can literally see it happening. You can see the snap in his Achilles just go, or in his back of his calf. Go, boop.
Yeah. Shame, because he's been brilliant this season.
Yeah, it's been excellent. And it's just another question mark over that field as well.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of injuries on the Meadowlands.
Yes, there have. Jet life.
So Jets are winning. It's the only way they can win games.
Exactly, yeah. And Jonathan Taylor, he's having fun surgery, so he's out 2 weeks. He's having he's been looking quite good.
Been all right recently.
Yeah, the Colts have been looking all right. More fun than I thought they'd be. And we're talking injuries. The Jets have reactivated Aaron Rodgers. Will he see the field?
Yes.
I think he will. I think only because of ego. There's no point to him being back.
I was going to say, are they still in the hunt for playoffs?
They're not
mathematically eliminated, are they? But
they'd be unlikely to get in, I think.
I'll tell you where they are now. 1 second, I've just got the playoff picture up.
Keep filling.
Talk to yourself, guys, because the NFL website is appalling.
Nice jump you got on there.
It is.
Florida Gators.
Florida Gators, yeah.
I appreciate that.
They are 15th seed.
I'm wearing some stags on my jumper.
Yeah, I thought it was a Christmas jumper.
It's almost Christmassy. It's just wintry, I'd say.
It's November still, though.
No, I'm only a day away.
2 days.
Classing today is done, mate. So
not really. We've still got hours.
Yeah,
not long. I've already got my advent calendar sorted. It won't be long till that bad boy starts opening up.
So they're 4-7. They're currently the 15th seed in the AFC, but they still are technically like 2 games behind the Colts in the 7th seed. Yeah,
they're probably not going to get in, are they?
It's a long shot, isn't it?
Yeah, they've got 2 weeks, I think, to bring him back officially now, haven't they? At which point they could be 4 games behind. And then it is purely about ego and thing, because, yeah, just get on the pitch of his mates. And I'm sure Alan Lazard's all for it, because he's been absolutely
non-existent.
Nathan Nathaniel Hackett, all his mates will be, apart from Tim Boyle, will be really glad to see him back.
I think Tim Boyle will be glad to see him back. Tim Boyle doesn't like football, but based on how he throws the ball.
He's fucking appalling. But yeah, we'll get into some of that because we'll talk about it from the Dolphin side of things. So, game of the weekend. It looked it from going in, and then it lived to that billing, which was cool. Eagles and Bills. Eagles win in overtime. Jake Elliott scores like a 63-yard field goal to
take. I don't understand how that went through.
I don't, because like no one else could kick.
No.
It was...
Tyler Bass had a few misses, and he's normally really reliable.
Yeah.
And then Jake Elliott rocks up and just knuckleballs this ball through the post, and you're like...
Been a top kicker the last few years, Jake Elliott.
Yeah, no, he's good. But even so, in those conditions, under that pressure, that's decent.
He's got a huge leg, but I didn't see him scoring that in that conditions. But so once they get into overtime, Bill start, but Hurts finishes it effectively. It rolls in for the 10-yard touchdown at the end. But before that...
Did you see the stat that since they changed the overtime rule for Josh Allen, after what happened with Josh Allen, not getting a chance to score a touchdown, etc., etc., ever since then he's not won an overtime game.
He's 0-5.
Yeah. Overtime games. That's funny.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily agree with this. Is Josh Allen not clutch? Is he the new Philip Rivers?
I don't think so, because he's pretty good.
He is. Philip Rivers was pretty good. Okay.
I don't know if...
issues, he was a good quarterback. But he was never clutch.
No, I don't think that's probably right, actually. I think the problem is too much of everything is on Josh Allen.
I think you're right.
So I think it is the fact that he can't do everything all the time. It's a bit like Lamar. Like this year, the Ravens have put more around him finally, and you might see him go further. But I think, you know, yeah, he's got Diggs. But outside of that, the offensive weapons, you know.
Yeah, Gabe Davis turns up every so often.
Yeah, Dawson Knox turns up every now and again.
The running game actually is pretty decent, but it has been
better.
Pretty,
but it's not been amazing, has it? He hasn't got a number one.
No.
Like, nobody would go to the Bills and take a running back in fantasy, would they? No. Early doors. So I think it's the fact of that, you know, a lot of it's on him. So, like, when it gets to the crunch times, people are putting QB spies on him and all kinds of stuff, aren't they? So I think it's not so much clutch. It's just that offense just it's not really changed much in the last few years.
Yeah.
How many teams are starting to just work out what they're going to do?
And this is what I think, yeah, we said it earlier, this is why I think McDermott's gone at the end of the year.
Yeah, it just feels a bit stale, doesn't it? It feels like their window was last year. And
if anything, they're getting worse.
That's what I mean. Their window.
It's diminishing returns each year since... I think 2 years ago, I think there were...
A lot of you thought they were going to win it last year, didn't you?
I did. Yeah. But some people did. But
I might have been one of those people. I think they're still a good team. I don't think 6-6 is probably a fair representation. I think that's probably... But at the end of the day, that's your record.
You are your record. Because they have... When they beat the Dolphins, you're like, this is a brilliant team. And then they lose to, like, the Pats, and you're like, no, this is a bad team. And are they just the new Steelers who just can play up but also will play down? Because the Steelers now just
the Bills
roll over teams anyway. They're just
a little bit like that the last couple of years. Remember that year they lost their Jags, the Urban Meyer Jags?
Oh, yeah, they do it all the time. Yeah. They'll get in the playoffs.
I don't think they will.
I'm not sure.
Their running is awful.
I think they will.
I can literally...
I think they'll just squeeze in.
I don't think... Well, you know...
Now you've got the extra place.
They've got their next three games.
Haven't they got you? And
No. They've got... you're thinking of the Eagles. No, they've got the Chiefs, the Cowboys, the Chargers, the Pats and the Dolphins.
That's not that bad. There's three wins in that.
Oh, come on. Chiefs, Cowboys, Dolphins. The way they're
playing... So Cowboys only... No, they'll beat the Cowboys.
Where is it? Is it
Cowboys? AT&T?
No, they're at home to the Cowboys.
Right, so the Bills win that then. They beat the Pats.
Yeah.
Might beat the Dolphins.
Yeah. At the Dolphins.
Maybe not then.
I don't think they'll beat the Dolphins.
And who else did you say?
Chargers.
Chargers, they'll beat the Chargers. Yeah. So that's three wins, isn't it? So if they're 9-8, they'll be in.
Yeah.
Almost certainly.
I mean,
I would say they'll be in, but
I think they might be because there's not a lot of, but they are behind the Broncos at this point. So
the Broncos are in a turdy division, aren't they? So
yeah,
anyway. No, less turdy than the AFC East
or the NFC South.
Yeah, that's the worst one.
So
the NFC and the NFC East is pretty bad as well.
True.
Well, the two of the best teams in. In the league.
I've said it for you, John.
I know. The rest of it's appalling. So, on the Eagles' side, they're not as imposing as they were last year. Like, defensively...
They're not as strong defensively.
Not as strong defensively.
Yeah. No.
But their record is just as good as it was last year.
I think it was... phenomenal. Like... Given how they're playing this year, I've said it several times this year, they don't look like a 10-1 team. They're playing the 49ers in Philadelphia at the weekend,
yeah,
and they're 2.5-point underdogs.
They shouldn't be. No way.
But that's because that's everyone's looking at them going, the 49ers are playing better. May not have got all the results, but at the moment, the 49ers are playing the best of football.
No. I
wouldn't either. Because it's still in Philadelphia, and the Eagles just find...
We're on a hot streak, but then we were on a three-game losing streak before. Yeah, no, do you know what I mean?
The Eagles just find a way to win games.
Yeah, that's
apart from the game against the Jets.
This could be a really interesting game, though, couldn't it? Because it'll give the Niners a better chance at the number one seed in the NFC.
Yeah.
They'll only be like one game back then, wouldn't they?
They're you're playing for home advantage in the playoffs. And a bye week.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's... if you can win it, then
we could do with that bye week as well.
Yeah, but if you don't, then Eagles are. I think Eagles will be the first team to qualify for the playoffs this weekend if they win.
Yeah.
We
played the Seahawks again after that, don't we?
Yeah.
So we can pretty much wrap up the division.
Yeah, it'd be fine. Yeah.
We've won 10 in a row in the division now. You know that?
It doesn't surprise me. The division's appalling.
It's pretty bad.
Oh, come on. We're just excellent.
Yeah,
it's probably not the first time I heard you say that. To be fair,
both things can be true. You can be excellent, and division's appalling.
Yeah.
So yeah, behind them. So on Thanksgiving, 49ers beat the Seahawks.
Oh yeah,
that was a fun game.
Yeah,
I mean, it wasn't.
No, it's fun if you like watching the Seahawks get trounced,
which we do,
and we all do.
They were appalling.
They were really bad.
I know Geno Smith was coming off an injury, and he looked like he was coming off an injury.
Yeah, why was he played?
Sorry, I just forgot to mention that why the Eagles have one of the worst throwback kits.
Oh, I think it's one of the best.
The Kelly Green one. I don't like it.
Kelly Green's lovely.
I don't like that at all.
I like it.
It's one of the few things I like about the Eagles.
Oh, I really didn't like it at all. Oh, there we go.
Each your own, but yeah, I really like the Kelly Green. Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's fine.
But,
good point.
You know, yeah, no.
I really don't like it.
I think it's a Marmite kit. You're gonna like it, or you're gonna love it or hate it. You're not gonna go, oh, that's all right. You know.
Yeah.
But yeah.
There we go.
There you go. We'll I think Paul has mentioned it. I think he likes the Kelly Greens as well. But yeah. I'm gonna assume Griff doesn't because it's different.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, there's not much to say. Like the 49ers second now, you're second because the Lions lost. They were really disappointing in a loss to the Packers.
Jordan Love has been
playing well now for a few games. Three games in a row, I thought, oh, he's all right.
There's been that meme bouncing around, isn't there? Where they look at his first. I can't remember how many games it is compared to Aaron Rodgers' first X amount of games.
There's 30 yards difference.
Yeah,
that's it.
More or less exactly the same passing yards and touchdowns and interceptions.
Wins and losses as well.
Yeah, I still don't see it.
He's not Aaron Rodgers, but
I don't think he's going to be stunning. But he seems reasonably passable.
I'm disappointed because this was like, for us, the primetime Thanksgiving game. So on at 5:30.
Yeah, it's always the Lions one.
Yeah, always the Lions. Great, but finally a Lions team we could generally look forward to watching rather than a team absolutely run over. And then they turn up and they get absolutely run over. And you're like, for fuck's sake, sort it out.
They made a terrible decision though, didn't they? Well, they're on like their own 27-yard line, going for fourth down. Like it was just like again, it was just Dan Campbell going, "Oh, fucking Dan Campbell!" It was a stupid decision. It made me angry.
He's come out and admitted that was a stupid decision.
Fucking mental.
He's
a pillock. I haven't used that word in ages. Brilliant. Fucking pillock.
The defensive touchdown where the only guy paying attention to what was going on was the Green Bay defender and like the Detroit player was, but just sort of watched him pick the ball up, run into him, just do something, tackle him, just look alive. If you've got a very young team as well, these sort of
the thing is though, you were going for it. That one, honestly, I'm still going to go on about it because you're going for it on fourth down early in the game.
Yeah.
Like, I get you're trying to catch them or whatever, but it was like you were behind. Like, all you needed to do was make a stop and then score next.
Yeah.
It was the most crazy decision.
As well, I think now with the Lions, there's no
surprise.
No surprise in you going for it on fourth down because everyone's expecting it. And then you have to line up and.
You're such a shit player as well.
It was awful.
Yeah. Like, I just don't understand what it was. It was so early in the game. You just didn't need to do it.
It was pointless.
Yeah. It was hopeless. And I think the Lions are fun when they do it and it comes off. But they also look pathetic when it doesn't work.
You talk about things like momentum shifts in seasons, that could be the sort of thing that just sends them on like a 2 or 3 game losing streak. Now,
yep, yeah.
Right. Just from doing something that dickish.
It was insane. Stupid.
So, but like, because that affects confidence in what they're doing. Before you know it, they lose next week and it'll all be, 8-4. Before you know it, they'll be at 8-6. Who have they got in the next couple of weeks? Come on, John, tell me.
It'll be the confidence in the players, for the confidence in the decision making from the coach as well. It's like, has he really got it right this time?
And all you've got to do is make Goff move.
Yeah.
Goff can pass if he's standing still, he can't pass if he's moving. Right. So if they come up with some, like in the playoffs, they come up against the Eagles or the Niners, they'll just make Goff move and he'll just throw it out of bounds all the time.
Lions.
I'll just throw it away.
Lions have Saints, Bears, Broncos.
Yeah, they have a really easy
Vikings, Cowboys. And Vikings again.
They're the Vikings in the playoffs, aren't they?
The only one they probably are going to
play the Vikings twice.
Lose is they might go 1-1 with the Vikings.
Yeah.
And the Cowboys, you don't want to, But the Cowboys will probably be in the playoffs by then and might use it as a chance to rest their players.
Like we said, Broncos are playing well. Bears is a divisional game. You never know what's going to happen, really.
I wouldn't be surprised. I think they'll sneak in, but I wouldn't be surprised if they finish 10-7.
Yeah. I can see them losing games before the end of the season, definitely. The Cowboys, they played the Commanders.
Well, the Commanders were on the same field. I don't think they played.
Yeah.
Dak has played well the last 3 games, though.
He has.
Back to good Dak.
Good Dak.
Yep. He hasn't had much.
Touchdown ratio of 18 to 2 interceptions or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, I'd take that, wouldn't you?
He's solid.
Yeah. When he plays well, he's good, isn't he?
Yeah.
They do beat down shit teams at the moment.
That's it.
They're a bit like the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Dolphins-Cowboys, similar.
When they're at home and they're playing bad teams, they
know how to give a beating out, don't they?
They will. And they're irresistible when they are. Like they're great to watch.
Yeah, but...
But let's see him play some good teams. Because
they didn't all go through CD Lamb either this week.
No. Sue Pollard had a bit of a game this week as well. Finally found the end zone, but... If the Cowboys defense gets on top of the opposition, Dak Prescott and the offense suddenly looks a lot better. As soon as they're under the cosh, it seems to all fall apart. So the games they've lost, the Cardinals, which I still don't understand how they lost that game, but they did.
Yeah.
And then they're away to the 49ers and away to the Eagles, those two games. And, okay, that's fair.
Do you know what my favourite thing about this was? Because this was obviously on a reasonable time for us.
Yep.
So my father-in-law is a Commanders fan.
Oh,
so I sent him a message saying, Commanders Thanksgiving game on at 9. And my daughter was doing some cheerleading with some pom-poms. So I sent him a little gif of that. And all I got back was, this is how excited he was, can't wait.
The full stop at the end.
Literally.
Yeah. Does it, yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah, full stop with an exclamation
mark.
Yeah.
That's how shit they are.
Yeah. Yeah, the last 3 weeks, the Cowboys have played the Giants, the Panthers, the Commanders.
Yeah. And they look good.
They look great. I mean, no offense. Yeah, in the next few weeks, they have the Eagles, the Bills, the Dolphins, the Lions, before finishing at the Commanders again.
Eagles, Bills, Dolphins, Lions. They could lose every single
They could.
They will, but...
They're playing the Eagles at home.
Bills in Buffalo,
the rest, didn't we? They're playing the Lions at home as well, but yeah, the rest of them away. We'll see.
Eagles could lose two games in a row.
Could.
Niners and then Cowboys. Yeah. Oh, that would make it interesting.
Would.
I mean...
That'd be good for the fans.
It'd be good for the fans. It'd be like, good for us.
Well, our fans.
Yeah. Yeah. And for the content.
Me. It'd be good for me.
And for the content makers. What else?
Should we talk about Jags?
Should we talk about the NFC South as well, quickly, because...
Do we have to... Can't we talk about the Jags Texans?
Because they're technically the fourth seed.
But I don't really want to talk about them.
So terrible.
They're appalling. But they remembered that they have a brilliant running back this week, and Bijan Robinson, they gave the ball to. He was used in the red zone.
All the NFC South could be after new coaches after this year.
Yeah, really can.
Yeah. So Jags-Texans, which was actually an interesting game.
Well, no, we'll come on to them.
He's determined, isn't he?
We have a fucking running order.
Is this on the running order?
Yeah, it's on the running order.
Do you remember when Griff used to print it out and I still didn't read it?
Exactly.
Sending it to me on email, you've got fucking no chance.
Exactly. It's on your phone.
I know, but it used to be in front of me on a piece of paper and I didn't read it.
It's coming out my mouth here. I'm leading you through it. But yeah, the NFC South, it's shite. But the Falcons won. They are fourth seed, despite being shite. They just happen to be less shite than the Saints and the Bucks.
They've got, I say it's about the Falcons, they've got the players to be better, apart from the quarterback.
Quarterback's appalling.
Desmond Ridder is not the answer. I know Tyler Heinicke has been injured. I think he's back this week. I'd go back to him. I know he wasn't brilliant, but he's better than Desmond Ridder.
They aren't, though, are they? Because it's Arthur Smith and he's going to stick with Ridder until he loses his job. Hopefully for the Falcons fans at the end of the season, we can go back to being a billionaire.
Yes.
So in the AFC, Ravens have the one seed. They beat the Chargers in a really boring game.
Just warning right now.
No, I just looked and I saw that the Jags Texans is on the run order. I just didn't know that. Yeah,
yeah. We're going to talk about the fun game of the week.
Sorry, John.
Yeah. First of all,
we're going to talk about the primetime shit.
Oh, yeah. Brilliant.
Ravens are the number one.
I'm just
one
the
seed.
Voice of the listeners. Like, come on, let's get on to something interesting, John.
Well, some of them will be Ravens fans.
Some of them will be cunty Bears fans.
Well, we're not going to talk about them. We killed them off. We killed off the Bears.
I think the Bears.
We love you, Brian.
I like Brian. But yeah, the Ravens beat the Chargers. It was a boring game.
It was a primetime game.
Primetime
so
game.
Why are the Chargers so shit? Honestly.
Brandon Staley.
They have the players to be better. They can't defend.
And I know you don't like me raising this question about whether Justin Herbert is as good as people say he is, you say he is. But, you know, if we're questioning whether Josh Allen is clutch, you've got to put some of it on the quarterback, haven't you?
I think the difference is
some
there.
Of it's got to eventually sit on the quarterback.
I see where you're
going. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. But I
think the difference is Josh Allen's been in the positions where he's proved he might not be clutch. Justin Herbert just can't get there.
Yeah.
And again, like Josh Allen, I don't think it's down to Justin Herbert.
They have, you say we have the the team to do it. Offensively, they don't. Eckler hasn't turned up.
Injured at the start of the season.
Injured at the start of the season.
He's been okay.
He's been fine. Overrated.
He's not.
Always been overrated.
He's a catching back.
Yeah. He's not a.
He's a good back in fantasy because he catches the ball.
Exactly.
So it's a different thing to reality, yeah. Isn't it?
Keenan Allen. Everyone thinks he's good, and he's not.
Keenan Allen is just a slightly older Michael Thomas right now. He doesn't fit stretch of the field.
Keenan Allen's still had.
Keenan Allen's brilliant.
Yeah.
But he's not a field stretcher. They miss Mike Williams.
Yes, they do.
They really miss Mike Williams. They don't have
a good tight end.
Quinton Johnson, though.
Quinton Johnson is
receiver. Just drops balls, apparently.
Did you see the footage of him? He was being interviewed in the changing room this week, and having to apologise for being rubbish and dropping so many catches. And in the background, someone's removing his card from the locker, and you're like, "God, is it that bad?"
So I'm gonna be Griff for a moment. And I'm not going to shave my quiff off or anything.
Yeah.
But
it's a lot of hair to shave off.
Exactly. So it just takes too long. But he would say, does Justin Herbert elevate the players around him? Because that's always what he says as a quarterback.
Yeah.
Is he elevating? You know, did Brady have X, Y, Z? Did Brady have Keenan Allen?
I think at the moment.
He had Edelman, who could turn up for three games a season. And he had Gronk.
Welker,
don't know,
Randy
just,
Moss.
I don't know. I'm just
like pretty good players.
I know, but
when they won stuff,
I'm just being. Griff's not here.
I'm
just saying what Griff would say. Does he elevate those around him? Because that's what Griff would say.
And I would say yes, because when Mike Williams is there, Mike Williams looks great.
Does he?
Yeah. He does.
He does.
Yeah.
He looks all right.
No, he looks great. He stretches the field. Even Palmer last year was. Looking like a really promising wide receiver three, and he's been injured this year. He's only got Keenan Allen, and we've just had an argument about whether I was underrating Keenan Allen by calling him Michael Thomas.
Look at the stats from the weekend, or from Monday, sorry. Keenan Allen had 16 targets out of the 41 passes that Justin Herbert tried to make. The next person is Austin Eckler on 6.
Yeah.
Out of those 16 targets, he caught 14 of them. But only for 106 yards.
Like,
what
to your
a
point,
shitter.
Yeah. No, but 14 catches for only 100 yards is not that great.
No,
it's to your point, because there's no one to stretch the field.
Yeah.
It's not him.
Not bad when you're double-teamed every play, because he's the only person who passes
and
he
is a brilliant... He's up there in terms of catching the ball with DeAndre Hopkins.
Oh, yeah, he's got great hands, yeah.
Yeah, but he's not... He's just running slow.
Oh, I just needed to find something to get him going.
Oh, that's fair.
Justin Herbert, the Giants wide receiver core. I've got a little list I go through every week.
He's even picking up the Jaguars as well.
I know. He's just a cunt, isn't he? He's so much better when he's not here.
He's for players as well.
So the Chiefs, they started slowly.
On the Chiefs one, can I ask one question? Does Patrick Mahomes elevate the wide receivers around him?
I think he has to. He ain't got much around him.
Well, there's been a lot of drops.
they have.
For the Chiefs wide receivers. And, yes, they won this match, but, there's been games where they should be 10-1 as well.
Yeah, they should. Like, they should have beat the Eagles last week. The only game that looked really bad was the one he was ill and shouldn't have played. Basically sat on the bench trying not to shit his pants. It felt very much like the Chiefs rolling into playoff time this game, because they started slowly. The Raiders got 2 touchdowns up. And then after that, the Chiefs scored 31 points. The Raiders scored 3.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And the defense
got it sorted. Defense has been really good.
Really good.
Yeah. Really. I mean,
Josh Jacobs looked good though for the Raiders.
Jacobs has looked great now that McDaniels has gone,
and they're actually using him as a running back
using him
regularly.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he's not getting a job again, is he? Quite frankly,
to be fair,
no, he shouldn't.
Aidan O'Connell doesn't look too bad at all.
No,
I mean, not great, granted, but not terrible.
Looks better than Brian Hoyer.
You look better than Brian Hoyer.
Thanks, man.
That's all right.
Yeah. Should we take a break and then we'll come back and we'll talk about the Dolphins and the Jags and the Texans?
Whee!
Okay, welcome back. Did you have a good break?
It's wonderful.
Lovely. Yeah, yeah.
It's a good chat about Top Loader.
Yeah,
and
that duck.
Le Manoir. Yeah, because we're better than people.
a couple of cheeky apricot filled lepkukens.
Exactly. Yeah.
Feeling a bit Christmassy. Yeah. I can see Christmas lights in the garden. As can most of the village.
Yes.
As can the International Space Station. Yeah.
Might have lit it up a little bit too much.
There's no such thing.
Bringing joy to at least two neighbours.
And epilepsy to the others. So, so, let's talk about...
Sex, baby. Let's talk about...
Let's talk about the complete opposite and talk about Kenny Pickett.
Oh no! Should we talk about the Dolphins?
Because it's almost like sex, isn't it?
Once again, that almost is that opposite because it was actually it's quite apt for sex because it was sloppy and disgusting as a game.
He wonders why he's single.
Yeah. So it was the first Black Friday game because, of course, it's on Amazon. Seemingly have their priorities are beyond American football.
Yes.
I watched it on Game Pass, so I was getting everything was Amazon. It was mentioned every 2 to 3 minutes. To the point where I don't like Amazon anyway, I couldn't.
It's like they paid all this money for,
exactly.
for some content,
yeah,
and then plastered their name over the said content.
Exactly.
How dare they?
But unfortunately for the content, it was appalling because it featured the Jets.
It's a primetime game in 2024. It's going to be bad.
So, but the Dolphins were a much better team.
That's a take, isn't it?
The Dolphins
are a better team than the Jets.
But Tua didn't have a good game, did he? He was
he
sloppy.
He still doesn't look after the ball very well lately, has he?
No. It's the stuff that we
should we start
thought
worrying?
He was good at. I mean, the Jets' defense.
Just defense is good.
In time, in points, is really good.
Do you know what
it
was?
It's not just against the Jets, is it? He's been sloppy.
I think so. When you watch some of his interceptions, he goes through all of his different options, and then when the ball doesn't come out quickly, that's when he seems to get picked off. So as he goes through his different progressions, it then seems to cause him problems. So I think he needs to learn how to just throw a play away.
Yeah.
I think it's as simple as that. And I interviewed Mike McDaniels at kind of half time, and he basically said, well, he's a gunslinger, basically, and fucking sometimes it's going to get picked.
He's Drew Brees, isn't he? Yeah. The new.
Well, you say that. He does throw the ball longer than you think.
He does, don't get me wrong.
You look at his yardages for the year, and I know Tyreek adds to a load of that with the yak, but...
I don't think he's a gunslinger in the term...
Yakubu.
Yeah. I don't think he's...
I miss Yakubu. He was a beast.
I don't think he's a gunslinger in the same term. We use that term for...
Brett Favre.
Brett Favre, yeah.
Alan, well, I didn't use it. Mike McDaniel said McDaniels. I'm just quoting him.
Yeah, he's wrong.
I think I like McDaniels because he is asked about it and he's like, well, it's fine. You know, that's what he does.
Yeah.
You know, and I think the Dolphins have enough about them to get over that against bad teams.
Because you look at the teams they've beaten versus the teams they've lost to.
Yeah. There's a distinct difference.
Yeah, we said it about the Cowboys, isn't it?
Yeah.
So they're not going to be the number one seed, but they're going to go to the playoffs, aren't they?
Yeah.
So does it matter?
No.
Does any of this shit matter?
Well, it doesn't matter the playoffs because you play good teams in the playoffs, so you'll just lose.
Yeah, but they can just start prepping for playoffs soon, can't they?
Yeah.
They can.
Yeah.
They've got talent on both sides of the ball. You know, the defense looks so much better in the last couple of weeks.
Ramsey coming in has really helped.
Makes such a difference.
As I say, they've lost Jalen Phillips, who was been a difference maker from this year.
Have they already gone out and signed somebody else, though? Sure, I saw that.
I want to say it's Jason Pierre-Paul.
They did, yeah. They signed JPP. So they went straight out and signed somebody straight away. It's just what they're doing at the moment.
So, yeah, you know, they're they're doing really, really well. I really like McDaniels.
I like it as well.
Yeah.
He loves himself a bit. He does love himself. Oh, like,
yeah, you know. I don't mind that.
Wear some funky glasses. Let's roll my trousers up a bit. Like, it's a bit unnecessary, isn't it?
Did you see he was stood by the heater in the game with the Jets fans.
He looks like a kid that got bullied, and then now he's not at school and he's making it. He wants to just show, like, I'm a fucking cool point master. That's what it's like.
Well, if you look at the old interviews of him, like when he first started his career, and he looks like
a nerd.
Like a nerd, but a nerd rapper. Like he's got like,
that's what I mean. He's got beats, and
he's gone through personal issues and stuff like that, and you know, like, I think Shanahan should get a lot of credit for, you know, persisting, but helping him through that,
coaching him through.
But I really like him. Like when the Jets fans were taking the piss because he was stood by the heater, and he turns around to them and just goes, "I'm here because I'm cold." And I'm winning.
It's going to be a shock. You live in Miami and then you're suddenly up in New York. Yeah, you're going to be cold.
Yeah. But, I think the Black Friday games are here to stay. Hopefully we just have better ones.
Hopefully we get better ones.
Yeah.
The Jets running game is really shit.
It's appalling. But then so is the throwing game. So it's a shame.
But the difference is they've got talent on the running game.
Yeah, but you can
What it is they start with terrible field position. Yeah? So they get no field position, right? Where were their starting drives?
Completely agree, but even so.
Where were all the starting drives?
Brees Hall only got 3.5 yards.
But when you're running out of your end zone.
Yeah. But that's when you should be carrying it. You shouldn't be throwing it.
Yeah, but you can't carry it very far.
Just saying.
If you're behind in every game, what are you doing? You're running the ball or you're throwing the ball?
Don't go behind in every game.
Well, I get that, but they're not very good, are they? So. Just give me their starting positions of their drives. Come on, let's be interesting, James.
That sounds like stats. So they did try and throw it right at the end of the first half, which is funny, because they just threw it to...
That
99-yard
That was the decision that was ridiculous, because they were in that game after their own defensive touchdown or whatever they just did. And then they decided to get...
All right,
here we go.
First drive, they started at their 15-yard line. Second drive, their 44-yard line.
Well, that was better.
Third drive, their 40-yard line. Then 18-yard line.
So pretty standard.
13-yard line.
No, that's pretty tucked up.
25, 8.
That's pretty tucked up.
21.
Yes.
46. And finally, 49. We have 35 seconds to go.
Yeah. So, like I said.
Yeah, but...
they're a bad team.
They are a bad team.
Yeah.
And...
they're a good defence, but a bad team. Yeah. That's what they are.
And
a good defence that was on the field for fucking ever.
They are
on the field so much. So, but yeah, that's got to be up there. We'll come on to it, obviously, but one of the plays of the week definitely was that return. But why you're making that throw...
desperation, isn't it?
Yeah, but there was no need. There was no need. Momentum. What were they? 4 points behind.
4 points behind, but they just
they'd had
a defensive touchdown, and then missed again.
Then they missed the extra point.
Missed the extra point. Yeah. And I think, but their tails are up because they got six points.
They know
on the board.
What's going to happen. They know that they can't
compete.
They can't keep up with the Dolphins if they're scoring lots.
How often do those Hail Marys come off? Like
rarely,
once in. What, 50, 60?
I think, to be fair, how often are they then run back for a touchdown?
But it was...
strange decision.
I don't like the decision. You've got to throw it
better
because he did throw it, and like when the guy intercepted it, he was in like a few yards of space, and you're like, well, of course he's going to fucking take it to the house then. He's got to run past the fat guys now.
And the quarterback made a terrible attempt to tackle him at the end. Just got sat on his arse, didn't he?
Yeah. So the Steelers, they are on pace for the playoffs. They beat a bowlers Bengals, finally going over 400 yards for the first time since COVID. They still only scored 16 points, though. But, like, the defense is...
And G. Harris looked a bit better.
They look like they're going to be able to run it because Najee Harris looks good, Warren looks good.
Yeah, got a good running game. The opposite of the Jets.
Yeah. Deontay Johnson's come out and had to apologise for his effort because he didn't try very hard, it seems. Pickett isn't going to win you a game, but compared to the start of the season and then last season, he's not going to throw it away. He's not going to Zach Wilson it and just throw it to the opposition.
True.
But he isn't exactly exciting to watch, is he?
No, he's not. He's not the answer.
No.
But Steelers are built different. Like they're built as a defense first organization. They always have been, really. And they need a quarterback who's just not going to turn over.
Yeah.
And then lean on a running game, which is actually bearing some fruits now. So it's a decent recipe. It will probably get you into the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah.
Two seasons especially, out of three.
Especially it's not in, the, much further, I don't in think. The AFC and in the AFC yeah. North, where Bengals are.
They're in because the Bengals aren't in.
That's yeah. it. And that's, the Browns.
And the Browns are going to fall off as well.
Browns have fallen off. Because they lost to the Broncos, who we mentioned before. Broncos seem to be the informed team of the league.
Russell Wilson's playing really well.
He's playing well. Not,
they're
he's not
6-5. They played a team with no quarterback.
They played the best defense in the league.
They played the best defense.
They would have been on the field a lot because they've got no quarterback.
Exactly. Yeah. It is. And Garrett looked injured in the game.
Five games in a row they've won, though.
Yeah.
Well, they lost 5 out of 6 in the first six.
They did, but they've turned it around. They beat the Packers, the Chiefs, the Bills, the Vikings, and now the Browns. That's not a terrible slate of games. You're just...
Next season, we're going to film these things.
Just so we can see Gary's face.
Just for Gary's face. Why? Also, we just want to film it for...
Is this like a real thing?
Well, it's something we've mentioned, but yeah. Yeah.
It's like Griff got a haircut.
Is, yeah.
Just preparing us all for that.
He's also going
to
be topless.
I'll still say Russell Wilson's not as good as he used to be. Peyton might be a very good coach.
You've softened because you...
You have softened. You used to say he was done.
I'm still not convinced. He's not... Yeah, he's not the player he was.
Yeah. No, he's not. So, yeah.
But he might be passable. We'll see.
The Jags and the Texans.
Now, this was a game.
He's going to wake up.
This was a great game. It was brilliant.
I watched a big chunk of this game. I thought it was actually a really fun game to watch.
It was. We saw the good and bad of both these quarterbacks. Like, I really want to like Lawrence. And sometimes I just look at him, just
get a haircut.
Just be better. You're better than this. And I don't know if it's play calling or whatever else, but...
Still young.
Yeah.
I thought he played pretty well, really.
He's playing fine.
I think
they need to scheme more runs for him. I think that would really help.
He's sneaky quick.
Mm.
And big.
Yeah.
So I think more runs. He ran in for a touchdown the last 2 weeks, hasn't he? So I think that's better.
And CJ Stroud on the other side, as you mentioned earlier, has it all. He does.
He did throw a couple of picks.
But he's throwing picks.
Yeah, he started. He wasn't. He just
didn't throw him this week. But
no, yeah, but he started to, isn't he? But
it's fine.
Yeah.
He's such a good player.
Yeah.
He looks so good.
And
so, he looks so composed, doesn't he?
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
You've got to be excited if you're a Texans fan. It's the first time in 5 or so years. You've got CJ Stroud and Tank Dell absolutely balling it.
Collins.
But the thing is, this is where I'm going to be Griff again and say it's about the quarterback. Because if Tank Dell, who was Tank Dell? I don't remember any of us talking about him in the draft.
No.
Fifth round pick.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, so
he's remarkably short as well for a wide receiver.
But this is the thing, isn't it? This is why the quarterbacks get paid so much money, because they're just so key. That's why the Bengals have, without two catches from Jamar Chase that had been tipped and he managed to. Like, that would have been even worse, that game.
You know?
So it just shows how important. So you've got two teams here with both good young quarterbacks, and they had a good game, and they're fighting for the number one seed in that division. Looks like the Jags will probably edge it. I think they've got the better roster overall, haven't they? But the Texans were fucking dogshite.
They're
for
3 years ahead, aren't they? As well, that's the thing. They are 3 years ahead of the Texans.
Utter dogshite, the Texans.
I'd say 2 years, not counting that over years. My year.
Well, but they still had the players. Yeah. They just were coached appallingly, but they were building from that.
It is mad, isn't it? They, you know.
And the thing about...
The only major thing that's changed there, coaching, but the biggest thing that's changed is the quarterback.
Yeah.
You go and put an average quarterback. You go and put, you know, Danny DeVito, whatever his name is there. The whole thing would fall apart, wouldn't it, immediately?
Yeah, he would. But no, like, I've got Collins and Dell in my fantasy teams. And
I kept leaving him on the bench. I don't know what I'm doing to myself.
But there was an egregious call against Dell, who should have had a touchdown. And, like, I don't like to mention the ref calls because it's boring. But, I thought that was bad.
Well, I did think that the Steve Carell ref is looking particularly older.
He does, yes.
Yeah. So I don't know what his real name is, but I call him the Steve Carell.
Yeah, ref. I know who you mean as well, but I can't forget his name.
What are you laughing at?
Steve Carell.
He looks just like Steve Carell.
Right.
There's the camp ref, look Ed Hockley, and Steve Carell ref. They're the only ones I know. And Ed Hockley's retired, so...
He definitely looks like Steve Carell.
In the end, Josh Allen...
Steve Carell, NFL ref, does actually come up.
Of course he fucking does.
Yeah, Josh Allen goes and wins the game at the end by getting some sacks and Stroud.
Does, yeah.
What's his name?
Oh, fuck, I've just closed the window.
Fuck's sake.
Hang on.
I thought everyone just called him Steve Carell.
Yeah.
It's what I call him. It's what he looks like.
Name.
This is a great podcast, boys. Know, you guys it? Just searching for Steve Carell rep on the internet.
It's just full of it, literally.
Really hard to find.
Michael Hussey.
Michael Hussey, that's the one. Yeah, who I thought played cricket for Australia.
Anyway, Josh Allen closed the game with some sacks on Stroud at the end. But
that Josh Allen.
The other Josh Allen, who occasionally does destroy a game. But
is he a free agent this year?
Possibly well is so, yeah.
They'll have loads of cap space, the Jags.
Yeah. And do you want to mention the race for the number one pick? So
it's not a race.
The Panthers are looking appalling, but the Pats are...
trying.
They are trying so hard. They are not trying very hard.
The 38 million next year. Rejected.
What's that?
Jags cap space.
Yeah, be right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
That's a decent amount now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, that's plenty.
Back to ship players, yeah.
The Giants-Patriots was an appalling game. It's hard as a Giants fan because we've had some, like the Jets game recently.
We don't need to spend much time on this.
We agreed to not talk about the Pats.
Yeah. DeVito is the first undrafted rookie to beat Bill Belichick. All his previous records are just going. He used to be brilliant against rookies. Now he's not.
People are taking pot shots at him all the time as well, aren't they? All the shows in America, they're just like, told you it was just Brady, not the Patriots way bullshit.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that seems to be how it is.
I think the thing is, but to the point,
I mean, to your point just now, you're not a good team if you haven't got a good quarterback. No. It's pretty rare that a team wins the Super Bowl without a top 10 quarterback.
Yeah, the Eagles.
When? Oh, yeah.
Wentz and Folks. Oh.
Wentz was MVP pace until he got
injured. Then they won it with Folks.
Yeah.
Nick Folks.
Foles, but they had
Foles. That's it. Yeah,
Foles was the kicker that the Patriots got rid of, and then replaced him with a shit kicker.
That's cost them the game.
So it does happen.
Yeah,
Wentz had one good year.
It's probably two good years.
Yeah, 1 year. Even he was fine the other years.
It's
and then
probably
bad.
Once every 20 years. Yeah. You can look back to I guess the Bucks when they won it, Ravens.
Yeah,
Dilfer.
That it though.
Yeah, because they had Flacco, didn't they, the Ravens?
Yeah. It was decent at the time.
He went mad in the playoffs, didn't he? He was just amazing in the playoffs.
Perfect in the playoffs.
Yeah. With an amazing defense.
Yeah. We might talk about the race for number one pick coming up because, it's always fun to bask in misery. So, games coming up. Any games this weekend whetting your appetite.
There is. There's one game that's going to be whetting everyone's appetite, and it should have been moved into prime time. It's the 49ers at the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes.
Not being flexed.
I don't get it.
I don't mind it being not flexed.
I'm
being
fine
flexed.
With it because it's on at 9:30 and means we can watch it.
Yeah.
UK time. But yeah, the Sunday night game, which is what they could have flexed it into, is Chiefs Packers.
Should we watch that together? Just somewhere? Just so I have less chance of falling asleep. We can have a bit of extra sugar and, like, you know.
I'll be allowed.
I won't look quite as rude if I fall asleep on Jim's sofa or something compared to my sofa.
Yeah. I mean, there's not a lot that is very exciting this weekend.
No. I mean, the Broncos, Texans.
A lot of buys.
There is a lot of buys. So for your fantasy teams, like the Bills.
Tough. Vikings.
Ravens.
Yeah.
Ravens.
Giants. So if you've got Saquon, you won't have anybody else. But if you've got
Saquon. Yeah.
Couldn't help myself, Jim. You won't have any wide receivers.
Anyway, Broncos, Texans. That could be a
Broncos, Texans would be fun.
Game. Both form teams. That's about it, really.
Yeah, it's not a great week, is it?
Not a great week.
I mean,
Chiefs Packers might be interesting.
Could be, yeah.
At Lambeau.
Yeah. Bengals Jags would have been good if Joe Burrow was there. And I can see why they put that there, but yeah, now it's just a bit crap.
Yeah, I don't mind them not flexing 49ers Eagles to prime time because, I mean, you know, San Francisco and Philadelphia isn't, you know, very local. So people traveling, you know, around there, you know, if they've got flights around that, I don't find that not being flexed. You know, let's consider the fans rather than the TV companies. But also, watching it in England,
brilliant.
It is nice that I don't have to stay up till 4 a.m.
Absolutely. I can't wait for the Falcons Jets. I can wait.
I mean, the thing is, Jesse Bates is just going to have a field day.
It's just not great matchups, is there? There's nothing that goes, well, that could be a real fucking humdinger.
Nah.
So.
There will be one.
Colts Titans might be right.
Yeah, I was just thinking of that as well.
It'd be quite a close game, that could.
Yeah. By the way, we didn't talk about Red Zone and Scott
Hansen. Oh, yes.
I still haven't seen it.
So they had a.
It sounded like a fire alarm.
It was a fire alarm, yeah.
I was literally, because at the time it started going off, and I was like, what's that noise? And I was looking out my window going, I was like looking at the smoke detectors in the house, like, what's going on? And he's like, no. Scott Hansen and Red Zone is, we've got a fire alarm going off in NFL Central. And then he's just like, yeah, we're going to have to go.
He just stayed.
Well, no, they put it to the
because the Bills Eagles, the only game on at the time. So they just switched over to that. And he's like, a few minutes later, he's like, yeah, we've been told we can stay, but this is the only game on now. So viewers in the US, night.
Yeah. Yeah, literally.
More or less. Yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Fair play to him, though.
Yeah, yeah. Of course he handled it like a pro, because he's a fucking pro.
Absolutely.
He is the best. But yeah, he's going to have a bit of a struggle selling some of these games this weekend for that. On the bye, Ravens, Bills, Bears, Raiders, Vikings, Giants. So it means I can at least enjoy this weekend. But yeah, other than that, I think this is the last of the buys, I think, from now on.
Is it now?
Yeah. But yeah, anyway. So, it's our usual end of the week awards. So, for hottest seat, we've actually, you know, we never had Reich on the hottest seat because he was a first-year coach.
Yeah, you just don't really expect it.
Not after this many games.
No.
But awesome. Now we're going to expect any Panthers... coach to be fired at any point.
I would have said Ron Rivera, but because they've made the other changes, I think he might be safe till the end of the season now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he'll stay to the end of the season, I think.
So,
Brandon Staley.
Still Staley. Like Belichick, what's going on there, man?
I think they'll give him to the end of the season.
Yeah, like I said, they would. Yeah.
Also, I think they'll quite like the fact that they'll have a very early draft pick.
Yeah.
And
although I did see a meme of like, Bill working out how many seventh rounders he could get for his first top three pick, which made me laugh. He was just like there on like on with a draft board, and he was just like, I could have 23 seven. I could have the whole seventh round.
Russell Crowe, have a beautiful mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Just take the whole
joy of the window. Yeah.
Or I could have this punter from Syracuse.
Yeah. Five kickers. I could have five kickers in this.
So, yeah, I like the idea. And then I could trade down for 27th round picks. So.
I won't tell any of them who's going to play this weekend. Yeah. I think he's safe, but yeah, I think it's Staley.
Probably Staley or Eberflus still.
I think. Both of them, but they are bad.
The Bears.
I mean, if the Chargers lose this weekend, it is to the Patriots. But if they lose to the Patriots, I do think Staley could be gone.
Yeah.
Where is it? It's in New England.
It's in New England.
Yeah, they could lose that.
It could do, yeah.
As a Giants fan, there was some rumors that our defensive coordinator was going to go.
But apparently, him and Daboll don't get on.
But he then got a match ball.
I wouldn't be surprised if Daboll's in trouble.
Nah.
I think he's safe.
I think he's safe. Plus,
he'll have to get off to a good start next season. He won't last for long, will it?
Yeah, he'll have next season.
I don't think he'll have much next season.
I think
he'll have till about now.
Nah, I think he's. He's got credit in the bank.
It is pretty rare that a team lets go of a coach midway through the season. It's getting more common.
Yeah,
but
the ones doing it are.
Stupid.
The bad teams.
Yeah,
it's the Raiders doing it. I've done it a couple of times now. We have.
That's one of the better decisions the Raiders have made to get rid of him. Fucking useless.
But yeah, the Jags have done it. You know,
for good reason.
With good reason, but you know, like, but they're all.
Panthers have done it twice now.
Yeah, they're all mad franchises.
Somebody in the Browns has got to take the fucking pain for what they've done as well.
Like Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, like
their bank account has.
Or the GM or someone's got to go for that.
I think it's the owner that's made that. It made that decision. I don't think it's
completely fucked everything.
Yeah. It's an absolute basket case.
He'll never be back properly.
No, not.
That's just ruined the franchise for 3, 4, 5 years, whatever it is, till they get out of it.
What is if
2028 or
2028?
They can't afford it
because it's guaranteed money every year. Absolutely idiotic. And teams like the Dolphins and the Saints would be going, thank fuck we. Missed that one.
So what, the Panthers and the Falcons were all in for him as well at the time.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not then been that good for the Falcons, to be fair, since. But
at least
it was cheap.
At least it's cheaper. Yeah. Sweetest play. So we've mentioned
touchdown return for me.
Oh, there's a KS touchdown.
Yeah, that was really, really good.
Good throw, good catch.
Yeah. I mean, he's an elite quarterback, isn't he?
Yes. I can admit when I'm wrong.
I mean, you were so wrong on that one.
Still not won a Super Bowl, though, has he?
No, but he has appeared in one.
Yes, he has.
So
has Jimmy Garoppolo.
And he was brilliant in the Super Bowl.
It wasn't on him.
It wasn't on him. You're comparing him to Jimmy G. Fucking hell.
Jimmy G's got more Super Bowl rings.
So is Brian Hoyer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Doesn't count. if he didn't appear in the Super Bowl,
Jimmy Garoppolo's appeared in the Super Bowl.
He took what? Do you take a knee?
No, he played for the 49ers.
Oh no, but yeah,
in the
ones he won, it should be like a Haribo ring. it just doesn't count. I'm afraid, I can't pronounce it. Olamide Zaccheaus.
You better than I did.
Touchdown was nice, but it's the 99 yard.
You just don't see it, do you?
Hail Mary return.
No, it's true, you don't.
Because you don't see it. Also,
and I loved it.
Gary loved it. I didn't stop laughing for the whole of halftime. It was brilliant.
Actually, we'll give a shout out to that Jake Elliott kick as well. We don't often.
In the conditions, that is. And Griff sent me a stat today. Do you know who is currently the most accurate kicker? Who's got the best?
I do.
Koo.
Yeah, it's Koo.
He's overtaken.
Send it to me.
Yeah. Tucker's 89.9. Koo is 90. So
you might have sent. Did he send me this, or did I just see it? The amount of kickers the Chargers have had since they got rid of Koo, it's like 6 or 7, and they're still going for him.
Yeah. No. Yeah. They're an idiotic franchise. But yeah. We'll leave it there. But we'll see you next week. Enjoy the games.
Maybe Gary will stay away from
Try my best.
Well, you know, you're coming over to spoon him at least during the game. So, you know, and I'll be there eating sweets.
Feeding him sweets.
You know.
We'll find a way.
But yeah, enjoy that game in particular because the rest of the weekend looks shit. But we'll see you next week to discuss it. Hopefully, we'll see Griff again and Paul again at some point.
Well, if Patriots win, I think we might see Griff. But we'll run the stats.
We'll run the stats, but that does mean we won't see Griff next week. We'll see Griff next season. But yeah, until then, goodbye.